Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart, now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I have my own startups and podcasts.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with entrepreneurs and celebrities who tell their stories about their business journey and also share helpful insights about the successes that they've had.
Did you know that 2 in 5 Americans want to start a new business or are business owners? Well, we have lots of information to help them, too.
And we also talk a little about the intellectual property that helps them flourish.
It is now time for Secrets of the Entrepreneurial Mind. This is where our guests give a secret that they've used to help make them successful, or a secret about something that you should never do because it will ruin what you're doing. So Dr. Joseph A. Puma of SorenMedicalNY.com, who is a doctor, a cardiologist, has his own practice. What would you tell listeners that's a good secret?
I think the entrepreneurial mind analyzes what's happening, and they typically do not follow the pack, looking for unmet needs and coming up with novel and new ways to solve unmet needs. You'll be surprised how many there are.
Yeah, where everybody else sees, oh, this is nice, they're like, I can make that better.
That's the key point. How do you make it better? But it's not just making a better mousetrap. You know, as Diane said earlier, if you're looking for venture money, don't say how you're going to make a better mousetrap with, you know, wood and nails. It's got to be technology driven. You got to identify what the need is and how you're going to solve that need. But I think it's the mind of an entrepreneur. They walk into every room, into every circumstance, trying to answer that question. What could we do different? That's the secret.
Diane.
I've seen some really successful entrepreneurs, and they're coming back and saying, look, in the next 5 years, I'm going to make $500 million. And they're very sure of it. And that's their one focus, and they're going to exit. Well, how do they do all this? How do they even hit $1 billion in the next decade or so? I think it really comes down to having seen so many cases is relationship. I mean, I can just whittle off, you got to work on this and this and this and all these hard skills, when really the success I've seen and the entrepreneurs that do make $500 million in 5 years is honing relationship. You already have the chops. All aside, they come in and they're extremely experienced and have all the know-how, but it's a relational aspect of meeting with investors, knowing the long-term game.
Relationships has come up a lot on this show as a very important factor that really smart people often overlook.
Relationships are hard. They take time and they take effort.
And we've had some shows like this one, I think, where people develop a synergy between themselves, the guests that we bring in. And there's just, maybe it's that we're sharing the same air, that like our molecules that are way out there are intermingling or whatever, but there's a different energy when everybody's together in a room than when you're doing this remotely. And I prefer to do a lot of things in person, but I am kind of lazy sometimes, so I do like Zoom things too.
Well, my secret is actually inspired by our two guests. So part of it was a discussion that Dr. Puma and I were having about next steps at this phase of our career, and Diane talking about the next entrepreneur who had a $5 million goal. And so my thinking is always think big and always look for the next big step. Even if it doesn't quite work out, you'll be further along than where you started, and you might exceed your goal. So I think keeping that in your head as you go through your business career is one of the healthiest things that you can do for yourself.
Yeah, and I feel like entrepreneurs have to have a part of their brain that can look into the future. So kind of funny, when Richard and I started this 6.5 years ago, this radio show, people thought we were crazy in the entrepreneurial community in northern New Jersey where we are. It has turned out to be a very beneficial thing for us. It's given us not just revenue for the law firm, but a lot of benefits in business, in personal life, and just to be able to maybe take out a telescope and see if you can see something further down the road. It's hard to do, but that's kind of what entrepreneurs do.
They're always the people that have ideas that people are telling them not to do.
Yeah.
The people telling them not to do it are the yes people.
Yeah.
That's great.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, and our studio assistant Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.